How do you ever vanish into a river of flames before?
You know, I haven't had that opportunity yet. Maybe someday I'll vanish into a river of flames.
Well, apparently that's what happens this week on
Yes, we watched it
Inuyasha.
happen.
So yeah, let's talk about that here on this week's episode of Jared and Al Watch. Inuyasha is episode 119. I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Al and Lady
Hello.
We are discussing season 5, episode 7, or episode 117, entitled Vanished in a River of Flames.
Wow.
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 We kick this episode off, and Rinkotsu is in like a bunker with a bunch of weaponry, and he's reminiscing about how Genkotsu died, and he's like, oh, I could put this on him. I could put this on him. Arrgh, I gotta get revenge. Arrgh. That's basically it.
Basically, yeah.
Koga wakes up and he's like, oh, I'm awake. Oh, I smell like a dog. This sucks. And then Inuyasha shows up and is very wet because he was just floating in the river last episode. And then
I gotta get that dog smell off me, or that wolf
he
smell.
shakes all the water off like a dog.
That
It's very good.
was pretty good.
They're just bickering back and forth with each other, as you know, as they do.
As they do.
And then one of the bees show up. He's like,
It's like, hey,
hello, see you later.
goodbye.
And Yasha runs off to go kill it before it, you know, lets their location be known, essentially. But Rinkotsu's just hiding out, and he's like, haha, I will get them.
Can I make a comment real quick?
Yes.
So the wiki for this, I don't know if you saw it, but it says Inuyasha
Oh, I
isn't
did
thrilled
see
by
that.
Koga's ingratitude and demonstrates his irritation by shaking off his soggy state like an irate Saint Bernard. Who is writing this wiki?
That is some flavor text.
That is some flavor text. He's not even like a Saint Bernard. What are you talking about? And why is Saint Bernard irate? Okay, anyway, continue.
Anyways,
Little bug.
little bug. Yeah, Rinkotsu's just hanging out. He's ready to do some damage and everything. He breaks down, or he shoots a part of the cliff wall and drops some rocks into the river, which somehow causes a whirlpool to happen. I don't think that's how that works.
I don't think that's how
And
that
then he sends
works.
some like logs that are on fire into that whirlpool, and then they ignite the entire river because apparently there was oil on them as well. And then the whole river's on fire, and I don't think that's how that works either. But look, I'm not a riverologist, so I don't know.
I'm a historian, so I can't help you on that.
True. And then yeah, Inuyasha's just been running away, and then he realizes, oh, there's a bunch of fire back there. That's weird. I should go back and make sure everyone's okay. Rinkosu just starts expl blasting.
Exploding.
He starts blasting and everything. Inuyasha shows back up. He gives Kagome the top part of his kimono.
The fire rat.
And then he goes after Rinkotsu. They have a little fit. They have some fights. He shoots more stuff at Inuyasha. Kirara shows up to help him out because Kirara's fine with fire. And he's like, I will help you. I'll make sure you don't get into the
Ram.
fire. But
Ram.
then Rinkotsu just shoots him into like the wall, the cliff, and just like blows him up. And everyone's like, oh no, he's dead. For the first time this episode. Rinkotsu shoots into the cave and thinks he's killed everyone, but everyone's fine. Koga kicks him. Rinkotsu the whole time is monologuing how he needs those jewel shards, and like if not, Bankotsu's gonna murder him, especially because he has the other jewel shard in him. So he's very desperate, and he's like, "I got TNT. I'm gonna blow you up." And then Kagome's like, "You're gonna kill yourself as well." He's like, "No, I'm not." I have the
I'm gonna
power of
survive
the
as long as
jewel
the jewel
shards.
shards.
Which, A, if that was true, Koga would also be fine. B,
Yep.
that's definitely not true. And C,
That is not how that works.
how does Shippo know what gunpowder smells like, by the way?
How does Shippo know what bombs are?
Kagome's just been teaching him a lot.
Apparently, like, good God.
But yeah, he's ready to blow this whole thing up, and then Inuyasha shows back up and tackles him into the river of fire, and then an explosion happens, and oh my god, Inuyasha's dead again.
Oh no!
The rest of them are just like getting out of there, and Kagome's very sad, and Koga's like, oh, he's probably dead and blown up into pieces. It sucks. And then Kagome's like, he's dead. Oh, no. And Koga's like, oh, I mean, he's probably fine. He's really dumb, so he probably didn't die.
And she's like, well, if I not had his shirt, it would have been fine. I needed it.
And he says something about, like, oh, you know, you probably didn't want to, like, smell it or something. And then Inuyasha just shows up behind him, like, what did you say? You talking smack over there, buddy? I'm like, whoa, you're fine. And Inuyasha, of course, is like, yeah, I'm built different.
I'm built different. He literally says he's built different. It was so funny.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Kagome is very distraught and runs into his arms like, I thought you were dead. And Inuyasha's like, no, I'm good.
He hugs her.
I'm alive. And Koga's like, oh, I don't like this.
And then they start arguing.
Kagome's like, this is not helping me cry.
No, my tears are drying up real quick.
And then Shippo and,
also, like, never gonna give you up.
Yes. Shippo and the other boys are just like, yeah, these two are just dumb. Yeah, they're real dumb.
They're just calling each other idiot. Yep. Back and forth. Idiot.
Poor Kagome's like, tears are drying up.
It's not going to happen that you're going to get her because, like, look at this right now. I'm hugging her. And she's just like, oh, my God.
So that's it for them. Renkotsu's fine. He's walking the river, and then he runs into Bankotsu, who's like, oh, hey, I heard from the bees that Genkotsu's dead. That sucks. Anyways, guess it's just you, me, and Jakotsu now. I'm going to need you more than ever. All right. And Renkotsu's like, okay.
He
thought
has
you were gonna kill
so
me.
So much anxiety.
I'm very bald.
Very, very tall. I didn't realize he was that tall.
Maybe Bankotsu is just short.
Maybe.
Short king.
He's a short king.
So yeah, he's very relieved, but also still very anxious about everything. And also during this episode, we've seen Sango Moroku climbing Mount Hakure.
The parents are busy doing things.
They're busy still investigating. They are going up to the summit. They find a cave that's been blocked off via a path that's been destroyed. And then Sango's just like, I got a boomerang and a grapple hook. I can get over there. And they do.
They realized her armor was pockets.
It's true. She has got pockets in her armor. It's really convenient.
We thought she was going to use a boomerang as a bridge, which is not the case. And also, Moroku's just like, I have to get rid of this barrier because I want to touch the butt.
Yes, of course. Back to that again.
We thought he was talking to her.
I thought he was just saying that out loud, and then she's just like, run, walking away.
I was like, wait, what? Why are you saying that to her? But he wasn't. He was just saying it out loud and for some reason.
Monologuing.
And she somehow didn't hear him.
She's probably just tuning him out at this point.
I mean, that's fair. I probably would do the same thing. If somebody's like, I need to touch the butt.
But yeah, they eventually get into this other cave, and it has a demonic aura attached to it. And we see Kagura for mm-hmm. the first time in a long while. She's hanging out
long
here.
Time.
Kana shows up and is like, she's like, man, I'm jealous of you. You don't have a demonic aura. You can just go wherever you want. And Kana's like, by the way, the two people are coming. You want to deal with that? And Kagura's like, I want to cause trouble, and here's a bunch of demons behind me.
Yay.
And that's how our episode ends.
Yay.
Yay. We got no notes, so next time we will be discussing episode 118 titled Into the Depths of Mount Hakure. Hey, Moroku's going to be in a fight against some demons. How efficient do you think he's going to be?
Be?
Hey! The answer is very little.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna die for you, Sango! In the preview, anyway.
But yeah, we'll see how that all shapes out and everything. But for now, that's gonna do it for us. So if you'd like more from us, head on over to SeasonAnimeCheckup.com or SAC.cool. It's where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts, like Season Anime Checkup OVA. You can find columns and reviews on the site as well. There we go. Blanked. Mind went blank there.
Oh, no.
You can follow Al at anladium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. You can follow us on Blue Sky Season at AnimeCheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA. So join us next week and see if things work out for the parents.
We'll see.